You can counsel. But unless that person wants to come to Christ, even the best things that you do will not matter, because God has given to us all a free will. And that free will determines whether or not we want to serve God or not. It determines whether or not we want to serve God. God says, "For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." That's given to everyone. It makes a difference where you're from, who you are, what your name is, your background, your culture. God said, "For God so loved the world." But mankind has a choice. He has a choice to receive Jesus Christ as personal Savior. He has a choice of allowing Jesus Christ to take away your sins, and so that you have a home in glory, you have a home in heaven, or the choice says, "No, I don't need that," or "I don't believe that." But unless the person wants to come to Christ, my dad used to say, "You might as well go and talk to the back gate, because they have no want and desire to serve God or to even listen to God." You see, it's a personal request. As much as Sarah wanted Joey to come to Christ, Joey had to come to Christ. As much as the pastor wanted Joey to come to Christ, Joey had to come to Christ. We have a great desire in our hearts as those who serve God to want people to know Jesus, their Savior. We know the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All of us are sinners. None of us are righteous. All of us got problems. All of us got heartaches. All of us got sorrows. But it's a choice that we make in our heart and our life that we choose Christ. It's a personal quest. It must be their choice. We who try literally are helpless. But we will keep going like Sarah did and like Joey's pastor did. Kept trying. But those that have no desire begin to slip away and become as they sang the song, "The Stony Heart." It's a terrible thing to have a stony heart. When I was in college, I worked at a funeral home. And did a lot of things with people that died. A lot of things with families that had to be watching as the situation passed, that they lost their loved one. It wasn't long that this old college boy at 19 and 20 years old began to have a stony heart. I could go to the place. I could pick up the body. We could bring it to the mortuary. We could set up chairs and watch the family come in and grieve and weep over that body. But I lost my tears. My heart became stony. When I got in the pastorate, I asked God for something. I said, "God, give me back my tears." If you don't have tears, there's something wrong with you. Real men do cry. And when you see a man like Joey, a young boy, our hearts break because we see how they just keep going tumbling down and farther and farther and farther, closer to hell. And we as Christians who desire to help them, we're certainly helpless. But there's always a hope. There's always a hope. Moms, if you have a child like that, don't give up. Keep praying. Dads, keep praying. Preachers, keep praying. Keep counseling. Keep trying everything they can to try just maybe they will make that choice and ask God to break their broken heart. Never give up on a child. Never give up on a teenager. Never give up on a young person. Never give up on a husband. Never give up on a wife. Just keep praying and praying and praying. You said, "But Pastor, as Joy said, really what he was saying, this life is not fair. This life is not fair at all. Why? Why did my daddy leave me? Why don't I have anyone who loves me? You see, there was a lot of people loving him, but he just couldn't get it because one thing was stuck in his heart that his father left him. I pray today that if you're here and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I pray that today would be the day in your life you would invite Jesus to be your Savior. The life of the sinner is hard, the Bible says. Life is very devastating, and there's a lot of things that go on in our life. I'll be honest with you, I do not know how people make it without Jesus Christ. I do not know how they get through life and the struggles and heartaches without having someone being there with them. You remember in the play it said that Joey felt so alone? But when he came to Christ, he had someone there always with him. Remember when he said that even God the Father forsook the Son? And how even that made him so upset. But as Pastor Morgan said, his Father had to do that so that we could be free and have a Heavenly Father. I pray today that God would speak to your heart. At our church, we have what we call the invitation. You've probably seen it on TV. You've probably seen it in some churches where people realize their need for Jesus Christ. People realize they're done with that stony heart, and they're done with that fooling around with this crazy world that is so hurtful and so mean. And they say, I want Jesus to be my Savior. I want Him to come in to be my life and my everything. Folks, that's why we're here. That's why they put all this hours and time and music so that they could tell a story so you'd catch it. You know, sometimes people don't get it for a long time. Joy didn't get it a long time. Sound like he went to the best church there was. Best pastor could have. But he didn't get it. He didn't get it till one night. He finally saw. And that's the Holy Spirit in your life. I pray today that you'd receive Christ your Savior. Let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord Jesus, for this message today. Thank you for the message that for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him or trusteth in Him or have faith in Him should not perish. That means go to hell, but have everlasting life. That means heaven. Lord, I pray today, if there's anyone here today not sure they're saved, not sure they have a home in heaven, Lord, today that they would personally invite the Lord Jesus Christ.